Tonight's shiur, Siman Resh Mem Beis. Siman Resh Mem Beis, Lihi Zoher B'Chavod Shabbos. This begins Hilchos Shabbos, the beginning of the third Chelek of Mishneh Berurah. And Siman Resh Mem Beis, Lihi Zoher, to be careful with Kavod Shabbos. All these halachas that I'll be doing now are halachas of Erev Shabbos. And Kavod Shabbos begins on Friday. Sif Aleph. Afilu Mishet Sarach La'acherim, even someone who depends on others for his sustenance, and Yeshlo Ma'at Mishlo, if he does have some of his own money, Sarach Lazaris Atzmo L'chabid Es HaShabbos, he should do what he can to motivate himself to give from that money that he has to honor Shabbos. For lo Amru, and when Chazal said this statement, Asei Shabbat Chachol, V'atestarach L'bius, rather make your Shabbos like a weekday rather than require other people's help, they only said that for someone who's really in a bad situation, and therefore one should minimize his expenses for the rest of the week in order to have the wherewithal to honor Shabbos. Let's stop here and see the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkan Aleph, Afilu V'Chulu. Even someone who relies on others for his parnasa, if he has some of his own, he should use that money for covered Shabbos. Hinei. Ikr mitzvah onig Shabbos nespar shlono ayde neviim. The main mitzvah of giving your money to get nice things for Shabbos, to enjoy Shabbos, is explained to us by the neviim. Kmo shenem, like it says, v'karos le Shabbos onig, you should call Shabbos a day of onig. V'yesh poskin shesvir luhu, there are poskin who hold the ikar hu min ater, that's actually midiraisa. She Shabbos hu b'chlal mikroi kodesh, that Shabbos is one of the mikroi kodesh, the special days, shenem, as it says, o b'yom ha-shvi, Shabbos, Shabbosot, mikroi kodesh v'goymer. Well, mikra kodesh, what does it mean, mikra kodesh? Pershu v'chazal b'sifra, chazal explained in sifra, da'ino l'kadsho u l'chabdo b'ksus nikia, that you should make kodesh, you should honor it with clean clothing, ula'ango ba'oinig achilu ushasiya, and you should enjoy it with things you eat and drink. V'efliku chazal ma'oid mitzvah zu v'amu, our chazal got a great length to describe to us about this mitzvah, mesecha Shabbos, taf kufi ches, v'amu, they explain. To call him ma'anig is a Shabbos, nos lo nachla bli mitzar, that whoever enjoys Shabbos and spends money on Shabbos, he will be given a parcel, he'll be given land without boundaries. V'nitzel mishibul malchus, and he'll be spared from having to serve the kingdoms. V'zoicha v'ozela ashurus, and he'll merit to have wealth. Ayin sham oid kama mamor minizeh. If you look there in the Gemara, many other statements like this. So it's a shayla, is it min hanaviyim, which is the pashtus, or is it even midiraisa from the pasuk of mikroi kodesh? V'hinei. Beged the mitzvah zo yeshlosh mamor chazal. B'zeh, now in the way to understand the guidelines of this mitzvah, there are three mamorim chazal we have to work with. Aleph, the first, ha-da'amu, that which they said. Tetzarech la'ango, bedogim, gedoylim, v'roshe shumin, v'tavshu sholtardin, that you should enjoy the Shabbos with the pleasures of large fish and the heads of garlic and foods cooked like cooked beets. Shezeh ha-yamaychel choshev is b'aneim, cooked beets was considered a very special food in their days. V'chein b'chol mokom u'mokom l'fimin hago, and this is true of every place according to its custom. Ya'anguhu b'macholim u'mashkim ha-chashuvim lehem oinig, you should enjoy Shabbos with the foods and drinks that are considered pleasurable in those places. Well, if yishim in estam, rov b'nei odom ikir inugam b'vosser v'yayin v'gdanos, most people enjoy meat and wine and sweet confections. Lakach isa b'simen reishnun sif beis. Therefore, it says simen reishnun the yarbe b'basa v'yayin b'gdanos kafi yecholto, that one should have as much meat and wine and the desserts or confections that he can afford. That's one mima. Beis. The second had amu chazal tells further. Dafil dvar muad she'aso l'chvod Shabbos, even something small that you do for covered Shabbos, kiyeh mitzvahs onig Shabbos, you can fulfill the mitzvah of onig Shabbos. V'afilu kas d'harsna, even kas d'harsna, hainu, dogam ketanim v'tugonim b'shamnam. These are small fish fried in their own oil. So even a small thing will fulfill the mitzvah of covered Shabbos with onig Shabbos. Gimel. The third, hadim Akiva, Akiva said, asei Shabbat chachol v'atastach l'bius. Make your Shabbos chol, and don't have to come on to other people to help you out. So the way to explain these three is as follows. I know. Lamada Afshalor, the one who can afford, he should honor Shabbos by his means and by what he can. Umisha Shadukalo Biyoser, someone who has an extremely hard time financially. Hanasha Ain Lurak Mizon Shabbos, that means he has only enough money for two meals on Shabbos. Bezeh on Rekiva, on that Rekiva said, Asei Shabbat Chachol, Vatestarach Labiyus. So make your Shabbos like a weekday. Don't borrow from people, and don't rely on other people's support. Ve'enu mechuyiv lo b'shol shudus. He won't have to have a third meal on Shabbos. V'lo b'kavs the harasna, and he won't even have the fried fish. But if a person has enough money to have three meals on Shabbos and a little more, he's obligated to spend that money for Shabbos, so that he can have the minimum, which is three meals and kasa, the harasna, the fried fish. So if someone has the means, of course he should spend what he can to give kavod Shabbos. Someone who absolutely does not have the means, so he'll have two meals on Shabbos, and that's it, and that's what he'll have, like any other day of the week, rather than have to collect from people money to spend on the extra meal, for the third meal, or for the fish. Someone who has a hard time, but he can't afford the third meal for Shal Shudis and Kasta Hasna, he should do so. For who had din, similarly, Misha ain lo klum, a person who has nothing, he's totally relying on charity. Then the gaboyim are obligated to give him this middle level, or the person who's dechukah b'yoser, where they're going to give him enough for three meals on Shabbos and at least the fried fish. If the person who's living on charity is a person of honorable background, then you have to give him more, that which is correct for him that he's used to. Question is Bob, this is clarifying your day in Hechzadaka, that someone who is used to a certain lifestyle, you try to help him maintain it as long as it wasn't lavish. And we don't say this, when a person is living on Sadaka, we don't say, well, you know, just take two meals and forget Shal Shudas. That's for the person who's still self-sufficient and is not living on charity. But the person is ready on that level, that he has to put out his hand and take handouts. No, it's not koken up. Then you give him three sudas and the cast the house now. Those places where the gaboyim will only give the aniyim two meals and not the sudas shlish on Shabbos, lav shaper avi. They're not doing right. And especially in the summertime, they should give them the full Shal Shudas. So that's what the Shulchan is trying to say. That if he has a little extra of his own, he should push himself to be able to give proper covered and onig Shabbos. Because he can. He has the money to pay for it. And he shouldn't just rely on the small fried fish. And that's what he says, he should minimize the rest of the week his expenses. He'll have something left for Shabbos to give kavod Shabbos. If you look in Taz, save it to Shabbos, and other Achrom they write, even someone who's really in difficult financial straits, to part to Medina Misudah Shlishis v'kasta hasa, so he should be exempt the halacha from Shal Shudas and this fried fish. Mikamakam nochel ma'od shiur l'shtad liyos hakoponim min hakatam soes. He really should try to the best of his ability to be from the middle ground. Then it became Shal Shudas to have three sudos v'kasta harasna and this small extra thing like the fried fish. Sevkan beis the chabedes haShabbos. He should do what he can. Lazari's atzma to give cover to Shabbos. V'tov lizor for yivchos mishnei tavshilin. It's also a good thing not to have less than two cooked foods. That's considered the davar choshev to have two cooked foods. The shear, he says, is a mashu. It's brought down the Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh comes on Shabbos, you should have an extra tavshil to give cover for Rosh Chodesh. Gam toiv sheyoyich b'chol suda mishol suda stogim. It's a good thing in each of the meals of Shabbos, in each of the three meals, to eat fish. Unless his nature is he doesn't appreciate it or he dislikes it. The Shabbos, the oinig, Shabbos after all is for oinig, not for pain. So if it pains him to eat fish, we're not going to force him to eat fish. Let's say those who sell the fish are gouging the prices, they're raising the prices, because they know the Yidden want to buy fish for Shabbos. Nochon l'sakin, it's proper to make a takana, shlo yiknu dogim eisa shabbosas. They won't buy fish for several weeks. Atch yamana sha'am akoma, till the price goes down to the right place. Verheitev says you only do such a takana if they raise the prices more than a third of what it was before. Say even if it's less than a third more, they should make such a takana to drive down the prices because of the poor people. The idea of a third comes with hiddur mitzvah shlish. It's a hiddur mitzvah fish, so you could pay up to a shlish more. But the Pima Gadim and the Rabbis say, no, the aniyim can't afford it. The prices have to be fair prices. Oh, kasev sham, it's further written there. The aim b'zem yishom bitl mitzvah oinig. The fact that they make a takona not to have fish for several weeks is not taking away the mitzvah oinig. The isha anik ha-shahs machal machem. We could give oinig shahs with other things. In tiknu l'asol lechol dog and kamash abel. So let's say they did make a takona and they asked the fish for several weeks. Now, someone already had fish from before. He bought it before the takana. Mutter, he'd be allowed to eat the fish that he had purchased. This was a big deal. A lot of truths about this when this came up, that the fishmongers were raising the prices. It's made a takana. That's it. Not buying fish. Sifkon gimel, lemisha hashav v'chulu. When we say make your Shabbos choil, that's someone who's really in bad shape. Umar kishein lo mashkenos levasem. He's talking about a person who has nothing to give kalal to take a loan. Without collateral, he won't get a loan. If he did have something to give collateral, he should borrow. Not to miss out on the mitzvah of the Shabbos. Says, my children, you can borrow against me, and I'll make sure to pay back. So if you have an ability to take a loan in order to give proper kavod for Shabbos, you should. But if you don't have the ability to do so, then you don't. Sifkon daki l'chabed ha-Shabbos. He should try to minimize his weekday expenses to be able to get covered to Shabbos. The b'mizonei shel Shabbos yontif, when it comes to the food for Shabbos and yontif, and mosif mosifin lo. If he adds, Hashem gives him more. K'mo shama chazak, as I'll say, kol mizonei shel adam ketzuvim lo mosh Hashanah v'ad Rosh Hashanah. A person's parnasa is determined from one Rosh Hashanah to the next. Person has to be careful not to overspend because he may not have been allocated that amount. There are a lot of people who are mahapach the seder and they come to Gezel and Chil Hashem. So a person has to be very careful in how he spends his money. Chutz, with the exception of Mirzos Shabbos v'Yontif, the spending of a Shabbos and Yontif. And the cost of sending your child to learn Torah, Talmud Torah. If you give more, you'll get more. It's brought down that one can borrow with interest in order to afford Suda Shabbos, Suda Mitzvah. That means you're borrowing from a non-Jew. From a Yid with a Heter Iska, not B'derech Iska, and Shartzin Tezvav says, not like someone who said that Ribbis Drabonon is Mutter. That's not true. Ribbis is Osir, even Ribbis Drabonon, just for the sake of Suda Shabbos, there's no Heter like that. If someone sends you a food item and says, save this for Shabbos, don't eat it on a weekday. Can custom save a chassidim, so write save a chassidim. Vayana kamatsim, write tough rate sadidal, sef bays, looking tough rate sadidal. Das a shochanorch shom, the oniyoch of the shanas, when magmas poor mlamasha yirza. Shochanorch's opinion is that a poor person can take the money he receives on Purim for whatever he wants, after Gavul, even though it was given to him for Purim specifically. But even there, some say, no, you have to use it for what it was intended. I am B'Tur Shom. Look over there in the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch continues, Mitakonis Ezra Shimachabsin Begodim Bechamishi Beshavas Menekvot HaShavas. It's Takonis Ezra to wash clothing on Thursday for Kovot Shavas. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Hei. Menekvot Shavas V'chulu. You want to have white, clean clothes for Shabbos. Avalobar says you can't do it on Friday. Because Friday you have to be free to be busy with making Shabbos. And if you have to do laundry, you won't have time to make Shabbos. Based on this, one has to be careful not to wear the same shirt many weeks in a row. The whole Takanas Ezra was, he should have clean clothes for Shabbos, but you got to do it on Thursday, because if you did it on Friday, it's going to take away from your time to make Shabbos. So the notes bring the Shiloh. If you have a washing machine and a dryer, does things change? And there are poskim who say that it does, since there's washing machines and dryers, you could do it on Friday. And others disagree. The Takanas Ezra doesn't change. It's got to be done on Thursday. Even then, they say, if children needed clothes cleaned, or someone absolutely had the situation came up, they had to wash their clothes, they had nothing clean for Shabbos, they could do it on Friday. But the Chatchila, one should make Thursday the laundry day and not Friday. Says the Ramah, Nohagin lalush k'deshir chal b'bayis lasos v'hem l'chom l'fzer l'hem b'shalas v'yontif. There's a minig to knead dough sufficient to take off challah in a house, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, so you'll have fresh bread to use for your sudas and Shabbos and Yontif. For whom ichvot Shabbos v'yontif, this is part of covered Shabbos and Yontif. Ve'en l'shas, one should not alter this minig. Yesha kasvus samrait, shebiksas mekoymis nohagu lechol mul yisa. To a place where they have a minig to eat mul yisa, shekorim pastida, we call it pastida, which is like a knish. It's got dough on top, dough on bottom, and meat in the middle. And they would eat it below Shabbos Friday night. Zecher lemon, it reminds us of the mon. Shayimachusa lemalu lemat, which was covered on top and on bottom. So the dough on top and dough on bottom is the comparison. V'loisi lochusluza. I haven't seen people concerning themselves with this. Mishnah Berurah sifkaton vav kadeshir chal to knead dough sufficient to require hafarshus chal lahainu. Milvach alisha vafihu mechal kol shabbos yontif. Besides the fact that kneading and baking dough is covered Shabbos and Yontif, k'moshim esayim lebesof, like it concludes at the end. Od yesh b'zeh tam, there's another reason. K'dei l'kayim mitzvah chala, to fulfill the mitzvah of hafarshus chala, lefi she'ibda es Adam HaRishon, because Chava destroyed Adam HaRishon, shayi chala so shel oilam, and he was the chala of the world. She'niv b'Erev Shabbos, he's created Erev Shabbos. So to tikkun, the mesakin, that, to do a tikkun, we encourage women to mafash chala, make a shir to have mafash chala. People who have a custom to eat regular non-Jewish bakery bread during the week, when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, it's proper to be careful only to eat Pas Yisrael. That's also considered covered Shabbos and Yontif. Now, obviously, if he's in a situation he can't control, he has nothing for Kiddush except bread of Eino Yehudi, a paspalter. You find this by Jewish soldiers all the time. They can make Kiddush on that. The mun was covered above and below, betal with dew. So in the Mulyisa, in the Kiddush, the meat is covered above and below with dough. Sifkan Ches Lori Isichul. Garmo says, I never saw people worry about this. But in our place, the meaning is to eat it. The Be'er Halacha writes, Humichvat Shabbos, the idea that one should make fresh challah Friday, the covered Shabbos, he says, Yesh L'Zerem is because of it. It's actually hinted in the Pasuk. V'hoi Yom HaShishi V'Hechein HaSashay Yaviyu Es HaShor Tofu Eifu V'Goymer. They should prepare by baking. The implication is you're baking on Friday, the covered Shabbos. This was already a minik from the Gemara time. But due to our many sins, today the women Nebuch, they're not doing this minik. Instead, they go to the bakery and they buy challahs. It's not a good thing. The makdinim is a covered Shabbos. It takes away covered Shabbos. So the notes explain, this is because a woman's homemade challah tastes better, and it's a bigger covered Shabbos than going to the bakery. But if you had a situation where the bakery makes a better challah than the housewife, and a chanami, that's not that we the covered Shabbos, then go to the bakery, that's covered Shabbos. This siman, which is titled, To Be Careful of the Covered Shabbos, so it talks about the preparations before Shabbos. The covered Shabbos is going to come about the things you do on Friday, whether it's doing the laundry in advance so you're free to cook on Friday, making sure you're having fresh challahs, the covered Shabbos, the finances during the week to make sure you can buy and purchase, make sure you have shalosh shudas, make sure that you can have something special to covered Shabbos, even if it's just kasta harsna, each place according to what it is. So all of that is part and parcel of covered Shabbos, that these are things you're doing on Friday or Thursday in anticipation to give cover to Shabbos.